Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a bye week Thursday here in Berea, and it's kind of a lonely place, I'll be honest. People have scattered for the bye week, but a couple of them are hanging around just enough to be part of this show. We have a very good one for you tonight. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, is going to join us, kind of give us a state of the team after four games. We're going to hear from Gil Haskell, the senior advisor to team president Mike Holmgren. Really good perspective guy, Gil is. He can break things down. He can talk about the current situation, the four-game start, what it looks like through his eyes, but also compare it to past situations where he was in Green Bay and Carolina and other places throughout the league. Longtime veteran, former assistant coach. Nice perspective from Gil Haskell. We'll go around the league with Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. The hot topics in the NFL, Pete covers them. We deliver them for you. We also deliver questions to you or answers to your questions to ask Vic. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. You post those on the Browns official Facebook page, as Mike did. And he asked, do you see the Browns passing or running more against Oakland or both? You know, cover it all, Mike. Why not? But, Michael, I see this. I see the Browns definitely attacking the Raiders through the air because that's the kind of game you get into with the Oakland Raiders. You get into that back-and-forth approach. It's as old as that franchise is, the Al Davis approach, because that's how they're going to attack you. It's going to turn into that kind of a game. Quick striking, quick scoring. And the way they play, the way their secondary plays, those guys are in man coverage most of the time, so they're daring your receivers to run past them. And guess what? Your receivers have to. You get into a situation where the other team is insisting on man coverage, then your receivers got to blow by them, and Colt McCoy's got to get the ball to them, and I think that will be that situation. Very tough, very noisy place to play in the black hole in Oakland, but that is how they're going to have to attack that game. And we'll obviously get into more detail when we get into next week looking at it, but it is a fair question to bring up as we approach the bye weekend. Tom asks, does this bye week benefit or harm the Browns? Do you think it's too early in the season for a break? I'm going to give my answer to that. It's a question that, of course, we'll pose to Pat Shurmur, the head coach, and get Gil Haskell's impressions, too, of what the bye is all about for this team, this young football team at this early stage. My early sense is it's early. It's too early for a break. It seems unnatural. It doesn't seem quite right to be here and have it all come to a halt. I feel like the season's just getting started. We're at the quarter pole, and it came upon us maybe faster than a lot of us would think, but I just think that you're hitting the pause button a little early. And with a young team that needs all the time and continuity it can get, this break right now I would have preferred coming a little later. I do like the fact that Joe Hayden gets a little time to heal from his knee. I do like the fact that Alex Mack gets a little extra time to heal from his appendectomy, and that perhaps it increases the chances of both of them playing in the Oakland game or not missing a game. But it's early. It's an early bye. So that's my take on that. But we'll hear what the head coach has to say about it. And that is coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with of the Browns. He will join us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Attention, attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-644-4945. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. 1-800-644-4945.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accidents in Cuyahoga Falls, Route 8 southbound at Front Street and Route 8 southbound at East Portage Trail. That one's blocking a lane and backing up to Graham Road. 40 westbound slow, west 130th to 71. 71 southbound slow between 480 and Bagley. 77 southbound heavier 490 to 480 with the Interbelt southbound back in Superior to 77. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. So pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, how you doing?
Good, Vic. How are you today?
Great. Great to have you on the show during this bye week. There was a lot, obviously, after the last game to improve, to work on. So what were the priorities through this week of practice?
Well, I think what we did was we looked at a lot of the things that we feel like we're doing well. We ended up, in our practice opportunities, we ended up working on some of the things that we needed to improve. We felt like there just were some fundamental things that you get back to basics with in the bye week, whether it's plays, schemes, things in our system that we do well, we want to continue to emphasize. And some of the things that right now just aren't us, then we'll kind of put on the shelf as we move forward. So, you know, you sit back and evaluate a four-game sample size, so to speak, and then just try to focus as we move forward for these last 12 games and do the things that we do well and improve some of the areas that show up in games that we don't play well.
There's a tendency with coaches, the more time you get, the more you do, the more you want to not only analyze but come up with answers and changes and such. Does this extra time become a place where you look at those four games, whether you're 4-0 or what you are, 2-2, and want to do different things just because you have the time to explore those different things?
Yeah, I think that's the trap that we all fall in. We all like to be creative. We all like to think we're being smart by doing something different. And maybe some of the answers are always to go back and say, okay, what do we do well and how do we do them better?
And it's easy to reflect just on the one game, to just look at that Tennessee game and then forget about anything that happened before then. But that's really not, at least the way I'm seeing it, not the right way to go, right? You want to make sure you're looking at trends that have happened now over four games. And how do you avoid just getting caught up and saying, okay, everything we got to fix is based on one performance?
Well, I think you look at each game by itself. And I think what happened in that game, you know, I boil it down to, you know, if we make three tackles, you know, you can say, well, the game's different. Well, you know, you can't say one or two of anything changes things. But, you know, if we get, you know, teams that make plays against us, we got to get them on the ground. And then, you know, obviously if when we throw an interception, we got to tackle the guy. So, you know, those three plays turned into three touchdowns,
right.
21 points. And so that changes how you, the game's played. And then when you look back on the results, then you throw the ball 61 times. Your runner doesn't touch it enough. And all the things that go with some of those. And then, you know, so that's how you evaluate that game. And of course, then you go back and you look at some of the things that maybe preceded that or things that followed those plays, and you still try to get those better.
You had a vision of how you thought this offense would operate, this West Coast that you brought in here, and a plan for it. Do you feel it's on the four-game trend that you have right now unfolding the way you want it to with regard to how you see it being performed? I know you want it right. to generate four wins, not two, but can you give me a feel for how on track you feel you are with your system?
Well, we're five games or approaching five games into it, I think, and that's the way you look at it. I've got a much better feel for who our skill players are. You know, there's not as many choices or changes to make up front. But, you know, you saw guys that made plays in the first four games that we got to do more with. You know, Greg Little showed up, did a nice job. Mo Massaqua is coming back, and he's more healthy. Josh Cripps showed up and made plays. You know, we need to get the ball to Evan a little bit more. And then Ben Watson is a three-down tight end. I think he's one of those guys that's not talked about much, but he's had great production so far, and he does a nice job of blocking. And then, you know, then we have a solid, I mean, an outstanding starting running back in Peyton Hillis, and then a guy that can give him a breather and then get good carries as well in Monterio. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I got a better feel for some of the guys that we have, and we'll try to utilize those guys and a few more, of course, as we move forward.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When you talk about getting the ball in the hands of people like Greg Little and other such approaches, it leads me to wonder, when a team does do its level best to take things away, take away deep routes, jam some people underneath, and really kind of break it down or bring the field down to small windows that your quarterback is trying to find, and that term dink and dunk to get the ball down the field. What are the ways then, and I know it's not a simple answer, so but what should we kind of look for in terms of breaking through that? Because every opponent is going to try to take things away from you, right. And you still want to make dynamic plays. What's the counter to that in general?
Well, I think you need to be efficient, and when you call plays, you know, all plays are designed to have success, and there's typically a deep route on most pass patterns, combinations, and so you know, you got to be willing, though, to be efficient. And I think the big plays show up. And then there are a handful of times in the game when you just say, hey, listen, we're gonna take a shot here. So, you know, that's just normally the way you play offense. And I think, you know, I've got a better feel for what we do well, and we just got to work at it. You know, I don't like to call it dink and dunk. I do think, though, that there are a lot of throws that a quarterback makes where there's a chance to be big gains, and they don't have to be throws down the field.
Right.
When the game gets stretched out, not in your favor, typically you'll see a lot of too deep coverage where it's very difficult to throw the ball behind them. And so then you need to maintain a patient approach and work the ball down the field. So there's ways that you have to do things, and, you know, we need to do a good job with him.
You mentioned Peyton Hillis, and you mentioned how important he is to this offense. And there was a lot of discussion that seemed to really get out of hand regarding, A, that was purposely not getting a lot of action to impact devalue him for his contract talks, right. Talk about him not, you know, wanting to play because of the contract talks as opposed to really being sick. I know you had a field those questions. The one thing I think I'm clear on in talking with you in this building a lot, Pat, is You are a big Peyton Hillis fan, as big as anyone in this building. You embrace him. And two, statistically, and I pointed out on this show the other night, that statistically, through the four-game comparison of last year, he's ahead in playing time, in number of touches.
Right. Well, you know, all those things are what you talk about after you don't win. And one of your good players doesn't get the football enough. And so, no, I am a big fan. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of that conversation took off. You know, we're talking about something that happened 2 weeks ago, and we found a way to win the game. And he played last week. He did a nice job when he was in there, and he's going to be a big part of what we do as we move forward. And I think that's where the focus needs to be. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And as we move forward, he'll be a huge contributor to what we do.
I heard you say earlier in the week that tackling was a big part of what you wanted to work on with this team, and not just this week, but going forward. And it was a problem, obviously, against Tennessee. How do you go about that, and what's your feeling as to how this team can rectify that?
Well, we spent a lot of time in our practice opportunities working on tackling, just the fundamentals of it. Did a lot of individual work, which obviously included that. And so, you know, you work on it, you emphasize it. It's just a matter of getting to the ball carrier and getting them on the ground. And I think, you know, that's one of the fundamental things about playing defense. We've done a very nice job of that. And we actually did a good job of it for the most part in the game. It's just the ones that didn't go our way were the ones that ended up being explosive plays and touchdowns, and we got to make sure we eliminate it.
The league didn't call you up and say, hey, Pat, when would you like your bye? I mean, they don't do that with any coach in the league, as I understand it. But it falls now. Is the timing okay? Is it coming too soon? Is it disruptive in any possible way because of it falling only after four games?
I think when teams get their bye, you rationalize why it's a good time. And I think for us, it is a good time. We have a chance now as a very new team working together to sit back and evaluate really one-fourth of the season and decide what we're going to do as we move forward. And I think that's good. We have some key players that sustain some injuries that will benefit from the 2 weeks as we move forward. And so, you know, that being said, I feel good about that. There's a process and a plan to working through the bye for both players and coaches. And I feel good about that. Been around it and seen it work quite well where you can come out and win a game after it. And so, you know, those are all the things that you look for. And then as you get yourself ready for the last part of the season, we just, you know, we just need to go out and play good ball.
For the first time in 5 weeks, you as an NFL head coach is not going to be coaching a game on Sunday.
Right.
So how are you going to spend your Sunday? Is it going to be similar to the rest of us, just kind of vegging out on a couch and watching games? Or what do you, will you get away from football? What are you going to do?
No, I'm going to be here in town. I've got my daughter, Allie's coming home from college for the weekend, and then I had a chance last night to watch my son Kyle play for the first time, and really probably the only time this year, which was fun.
Quarterback for Edward freshman football team, and I heard a rumor he did pretty well.
Yeah, he did well. I mean, their team won 41 to nothing, and he did some good things in the game, so it was a good night for that. And, you know, typically I just like being home, and it's a way for the bye week has been a way for us as a family to catch up, eat a couple meals, and just kind of catch up as to where we're all at here as we approach the end of the fall and into the winter.
Sure.
And I think I'm looking forward to that.
When you're watching a game, your son play, are you watching as Coach Shermer or Dad Shermer or both? How do you watch it?
Well, I try to pull back on the coaching stuff because they do such a nice job coaching them over there. That's what a terrific program they have. And they've had great success with these freshmen players. So, no, I pull back, and I'm like any father. I'm proud to see them do well. And when something doesn't go well, you know, I'm looking even closer to see how he handles it. You know, and I think maybe that's when the coach part comes out. But, no, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was good.
Very, very happy for him and for the team. How much you've taken a look at the Raiders? What's kind of the big picture look toward that game?
Well, the Raiders are you know, in my opinion, is a typical Raiders team. They're big, they're physical, they're fast. You know, every one of their players has the measurables you're looking for. And they're a very good team playing good ball. And I think it's going to be a huge challenge for us to go travel out there and beat this team. I feel like as we move forward, I like the direction we're going to go. We have the added incentive to rebound from a game where we let it get away from us. And I'm looking forward to making the trip and playing against them.
All right. Great stuff, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
Pat Shermer, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
There are many areas in life where it makes sense to cut corners in terms of finances. You can get by with an older car, eat out a little less, and still make a statement with last season's clothes. When it comes to your mattress, however, cutting corners can prevent you from getting the sleep you need and thereby from feeling and performing at your best. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and many of you might be sleeping on an old or worn-out mattress that hinders instead of helps you sleep. Perhaps you can feel the inner springs and wake up stiff and sore, but figure a little stretching will solve the problem. Or maybe you are still sleeping on the old twin-size bed that you had as a child, but put up with the fact that your feet hang off the end because it's still softer than the floor. In any case, consider making an investment in yourself and get the comfort, support, and durability you need at the Original Mattress Factory.
The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Hi, this is Megan,
Beth,
and Erica
from Frank and Tony's Place. Come join us for game day specials. Pre-game with us Saturday from 11 to 4, 10-cent wings.
Sunday's all-day happy hour with $2 giant pizza slices.
Monday, we have $2 giant mugs and $5.99 large pizzas. There's no better day than game day.
Frank and Tony's Place, downtown Willoughby.
Hey, gang, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here. Join me on October 8th for Buckeye Game Day Live from Frank and Tony's in Willoughby before the Bucks battle the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We'll see you there.
Lightweight champion Frankie the Answer Edgar and Gray the Bully Maynard will go at it to determine once and for all who is the greatest lightweight on the planet. Also, Kenny Florian will take on Jose Aldo. UFC 136, Edgar versus Maynard 3, live this Saturday night, only on pay-per-view.
UFC 136 on Time Warner Cable. Order with your remote or call 1-877-77-CABLE.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Really happy that you are choosing to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to be joined right now by Browns senior advisor to the president, Gil Haskell, making a return visit to the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Love to have you here. And you're back by popular demand. I just want you to know that via social media, I've had people reach out and say, get Gil back on the show.
Okay. Well, that's so, good. That's so good. I like him.
Exactly. We love having you. And, okay, bye week, a time for reflection. And, and that was another thought that I had, that it's a good time to bring someone like you in because you can see the big picture and do a little bit of reflecting. Over the course of these last 4 weeks, we've seen some different things from a team to add up to a 2-2 start. But give me your big picture view of the state of the program.
Well, first of all, a bye week. Every place I've been, no matter when it is, early in the year like this or halfway through the season or maybe a little bit later, it always comes at the right time. That's what you say. It's the right time for it. But for this, for a new staff, for a very young football team, it's a great time for us to step back away from what we're doing and look at what we've done so far in those four games. We look at all the pass plays we've run. We look at all the running plays we've run. And we say, okay, why are these working and why are these not working? And the way you do that, Vic, is you come in and you say, okay, we've run this play the most times. And our percentage is good on it. Why is it? You look at the play, you see the receivers are running the right depth on every route. The line is giving us time, and the quarterback throws the ball to the right man. If the first guy's not open, he goes to the second man. That's a good play. Now, the next play we run the most times has a bad percentage. And you go, wait a minute, what's the matter with this play? All right. So you look at it again. One, maybe the tight end isn't getting as deep as he's supposed to. So when I come to my second read, the guy's covered. Maybe the protection's a little bit different, and maybe the right guard he's not good at this protection. So you look at it that way, and when you're finished with those kinds of projects, and you might only look at 20 passes, mm-hmm. and you might look at 20 runs, but you come away saying, we are really good at these 10, and we are really good at these 10 runs, and then we better back off on these others. So that's something you do now, and you really don't have time to do that during the season, because as soon as you win that game on Sunday night, you forget about it, and you start thinking about the Oakland Raiders. Or if you lose, you don't stop thinking about it until you go on the practice field on Wednesday. I mean, it stays with you. The loss stays longer.
Sure.
Why did that happen? What did we do wrong? But there isn't any time in there where you say, okay, let's look at all these plays. There just isn't. Now, people would say, well, you got to make time. Well, the guys are here from 6 in the morning. Right. They're here till 11 at night. And I'm just making a generality that way. But they're doing everything they're doing is to get ready for the next game and see what we did in the last game. So you don't have an overall view. And maybe a person like myself who's been through it a little bit and doesn't have all that meetings every day and that kind of a thing, I can look at it and say, boy, these guys are pretty good, you know, and we got to get the ball more to Little, or we got to get the ball more to Massaqua, you know. And then you say, wait a minute, Massaqua's been hurt. Okay, that's one thing. Cribs got nicked up a little bit. That takes that away. So what we're doing is fine. We just got to get them back healthy. Anyway.
Looking at one, you brought it up. The last game's a loss, and a real kind of devastating one in terms of the final score, the way it felt.
Right.
It would seem the natural thing for all of us is to just focus on that. If you're going to pick one game out of the four, it's not only the last one, but it was that worst loss of the two that the team suffered, and just fixate on that. So how do you guard against that happening when you're doing this analysis? Do you keep the picture as broad as possible?
Yeah, and the secret's the head coach, and that Pat understands what he wants to do. He knows what he wants to get to by the end of the year. In other words, how much offense he wants in, what he thinks the offense is going to look like. So for instance, last week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday were by far our best practices of the year, by far. Mm-hmm. And we all really liked them, and Mo was practicing a lot. Cribs practiced a little bit more. Little was in there. We had the thing going the way we wanted it to, and it was fast, and mm-hmm. it was good, and we were very excited about going into that football game. Now, it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, but if you say, wait a minute, we got to change the way we practice, or we got to emphasize more and different guys playing and all that, you can step away from it, and the head coach goes, no, I know how I want to do this. I did it in St. Louis, you know, my first year there. I did it 1 year in Carolina. I did it in Green Bay. I did it in Seattle. And when you know what you want overall, you can see the foundation here is being laid very good. Offense, defense, and special teams is a very good foundation.
Well, that leads me to the next question. And we're visiting with Gil Haskell, senior advisor to the president of the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Comparing this process and these, yeah. say, four games to other situations that you've been part of,
right.
where you had a new coach, where you had a new program, where you're going through all these steps, that sense of perspective there, what how does this compare to it?
It's very similar, Vic. For instance, when we went to Green Bay in 92, we put in this offense. And when I say this offense, it's not the same. Each head coach has a different offense.
Right.
Now
they put their own little
stamp on it.
Stamps.
You know, or they run, if they're running the same plays, it is the same plays, but then they have other plays that they learn that they like better or fit better
yep.
in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to San Francisco. I mean, we go from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I come from Los Angeles. I had Eric Dickerson. We're an IBAC team. We go to Green Bay, and now we're Tom Rathman, Roger Craig kind of team. And so all of a sudden, I'm coaching the running backs, and we're in training camp maybe 4 or 5 days. And I said, Mike, this is too much. These guys can't handle it. He says, Gil, it'll work. All right, 4 days later, I go back and said, Mike, these guys can't handle this. It's too much. Gil, it'll work. Well, we went 9-6. I mean, 9-7, excuse me. We went 9-7, and he knew what he wanted. He knew how to practice it, and he knew how to put it in place. Then I went to Carolina 6 years later, and I did exactly the same thing. I took the offense, the running game and the passing game to Carolina, and I told the staff before I got there, trust me, and if we work this together, it will work. Well, the first year we were so-so, but the second year we had a great year. We were fourth in offense. Then we go to Seattle, and again, you start from scratch. Now, one thing happens, and both in Green Bay, in Carolina, and Seattle, what happens is you have little mistakes that happen during the game, and you go, why does that happen? Why does Joe Thomas jump offside? I mean, a veteran all-pro yeah. guy. Why does Alex Mack snap the ball on the color instead of the number? We have young players in there, and all of a sudden we didn't have Alex Pascal, so the guy next to Sean Laval is a young guy too, so the communication there is tough because they're both learning. They're not for sure. Pascal comes in last week. He says, no, we do it this fine. Okay, well, that thing's wired.
Right, because Tony's got more of the experience.
He knows, yeah, yeah. And what I'm getting to is at all three places, or four now, you know, at Green Bay, at Carolina, at Seattle, and now here, the foundation is really good that they're putting in.
Yeah.
And then there's little glitches that happen, and it's all different. It's all different. But when the game's over, you sit down and you look at it and you go, why did we make this mistake? Why did we make that mistake? And as Pat sees the overall picture, him being a Philly and doing the same thing in St. Louis, he says, okay, I went through that. I know that. It'll leave. Those things will leave as we go farther into the process.
And, you know, you said something earlier about when Mike Holmgren is saying, trust me, this will work, and you're not believing it.
Right.
He had to say that repeatedly to you.
Yes.
And let's face it, when somebody tells you, trust me, you don't always automatically, okay,
right.
especially in this business. It's a high-risk business, so you're sitting there saying, all right, but I got to see results. So you saw results that convinced you. And then in Carolina, you were on the flip side of that.
Right.
What I'm saying is at some point, people have to see evidence that
Correct.
It works before they're going to go along and just say, okay,
right.
I trust you because you told me to
that's
trust.
That's right. There's no question about that. And then here you look at us, and we got a really fine staff, offense, defense, special teams. And now what we got to do is we got to play well enough so the fans trust us.
Right.
And at times we do, but it doesn't happen enough. But that doesn't mean it's a bad offense or, you know, it's a bad defense. That has nothing to do with it. It's just a matter of us playing together even more so that we're better at what we do.
When we get into past the bye and then you're now preparing for a game, does the mindset shift this is the bigger picture week. Next week is the it's sort of proprietary. You're looking at Oakland,
yes.
And only I know you looked at some Oakland this week as a staff, right.
Yes,
as a staff did.
Yes, we did.
But it shifts to something more defined. Can you jump into that with an idea that you're preparing just for that game, or are you preparing with an idea now that maybe we saw some things that have to be changed and different? This is a good week to do it because every team's a different matchup problem.
And you're right on. You're right on. By that, I mean, it's a single game. The Raider game is a single game.
Okay.
All the work we've done, if there's about three or four things that we say we got to change, we do change it. We'll make those changes.
Right.
But once you start looking at the Raider film, you say, how do we beat this defense? How do we beat this offense? And you look at it, you come back and you say, okay, this is how we're doing it. And you say, remember now, when we looked at our film ourselves, we didn't like that play that much. Let's don't run it this week. So you take that one out. Or you say, you know what? So-and-so is getting better. You know, say Peyton. Peyton's carrying the ball now. He's moving pretty good. Let's stay with that play. Let's stay with that run for him. So those things will be incorporated into the Raider thing. But the overall picture is done this week. And then we go back and we go right back to the single game plan for the Raiders.
You've seen multiple quarterbacks work within this system or a similar version of this offensive system. And you've seen how they've all absorbed it and executed it. So the latest in this line that you're involved with, Colt McCoy, what is it? What has the process been like for him as far as you're observing?
Well, the biggest thing when you start, when we started in Green Bay, we had Mikowski. When we started in Carolina, my job was to get Kerry Collins to play better. When I went to Seattle, I forget the quarterback, and Kitna was there. I'm not sure if John must have been the quarterback. And then here it's Colt. Well, you know what, Colt? Colt's the one of the four that's going to be the guy. You know, you go back to Green Bay,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, Mikowski's out and Brett came in.
Right.
Then I go, Kerry Collins quits in the fifth game, and I'm playing quarterback. And so finally, Berland comes in, and Berland was magnificent.
Steve, yeah.
And then we go to Carolina. John played for a while. He was gone. Hasselbeck came in, didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
We went to Baltimore, the Baltimore quarterback. Dilford.
Oh,
we went
Trent
to Dilford.
Dilford.
Now he's on TV all the time now. He's got all the answers. So anyway, he was there, and then Hasselbeck came in, and he did it.
Right.
But now Colt's the guy. And so the foundation we're laying now is so good because he's starting out, and we're trying not to give him too much. He's the hardest working guy on the team. He's the smartest guy on the team. But it's got to be fluid for him. It's got to be easy for him. He can't walk up to the center and going, okay, I'm running 92 week, and this guy's over here. Now, what am I? No, you just walk up to the center and set height, give him the ball, boom, gone. When you start to do it like that, then you got it. But it takes time, Vic. It takes time. It takes time. Different guys, different, but nobody learns it in eight games.
And look, Pat Shurmur made the reference to him, like kind of said he's still like a rookie. You got to look at him in
that's
that
right.
vein, right? So
right.
So a lot of things are is there this is probably not the word that we want to associate with any quarterback in a mental or emotional sense. Is there a fragility there? Is there a fear that that he, let's say after that pick six,
mm-hmm.
that something like that can just get stuck somewhere in his psyche and linger and bother him? How do you read him in that count?
Well, you know, he's pretty good. I'd be lying if I told you how he feels. I don't know that. I was not a quarterback. And
just from what he indicates,
there comes
though,
a time.
Yeah.
There comes a time when you're the quarterback or you're calling the plays or you're the head coach and something clicks and you say, forget everybody else. I could use a better word than that. But forget everybody else. I'm doing it. And whatever happens, happens. It's my way.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you're there. When I called plays at Carolina, I was worried about, you know, as a head coach, does he need something? I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Okay, the second year I said, forget it, I'm doing it. And then we were really good at it. I know that's how I did it. And I had to overcome that. I had to overcome it. And so as a quarterback, you got to overcome the you know,
sure.
throw an interception when happens. Now, the great thing he's got going, he won more games in college, I think, than anybody as a
sure.
quarterback. So he's been a quarterback, and he knows what he wants to do. And so I'd be lying if I said I know what he's doing, but I think he's going to be fine.
Short list of things that you want to see, would like to see in your hope of hopes, besides wins all the mm-hmm. way through, but from this team when when they come back to play from Oakland going forward.
Pick up right where we left off in practice last week. We really were going full speed. We were doing it right. They knew what they were doing, and we were moving. Now, as I look at film, I look at cutups that we had in Seattle. When we played our first games at the beginning of the year, we were really fast in those games. But we had done it for 3 and 4 and 5 years. So then those guys came back. It was Hutchinson. It was Walter Jones. It was Hasselbeck. It was Alexander. Moving fast. And they'd done it so many times. We're just starting to do it over and over. But you can see it coming. You can see it. Mm-hmm. So you want to see that happening. Okay. Now, I can see it. The player might not see it. Maybe the new coaches don't see it that way. I can see it. And I see, yeah, it's just right. The foundation is perfect. Now, as we go through it, you eliminate the mistakes. I know that's a normal thing that everybody says, but you eliminate the mistakes and you go from there.
Great stuff. Appreciate your time, Gil.
Okay, thank you. No, this is my pleasure.
Gil Haskell, Senior Advisor to the President of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Friday nights can be a little rough, especially during football season. That's why the Center for Orthopedics is offering a Saturday sports clinic where you or your student athlete can be seen by a sports medicine boarded medical orthopedist right away. Why wait until Monday when you can see a specialized orthopedist at Northeast Ohio's most advanced and comprehensive orthopedic center? The Center for Orthopedics Saturday sports clinic is located at their main office just off I-90 in Sheffield Village. For more information, visit center4orthopedics.com.
It's time for buy one, get two free at KNG.
Right now, men's suits and dress shirts.
And women's suits are buy one, get two free.
So that's three men's suits for just $179.99 and three men's dress shirts for only $39.99.
Or three women's suits for just $159.99. Buy one, get two free ends October 10th.
KNG, fashion superstore, KNG.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
It's time to go around the NFL with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And hey, Browns fans, Browns single game tickets, they're going fast. So purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns and Seahawks matchup Sunday, Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And now we're going to go around the league, and it's brought to you by EA Sports. It's in the game.
Time to take a trip around the National Football League, and no one better to help us with that than Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com, longtime friend and one of the best in the business. Pete, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Vic?
I'm doing great. Pete, the place I want to start, and I dealt with this on last night's show with Bill Cowher, and he had some things to say about how Jason Garrett managed, or maybe mismanaged, Tony Romo in that loss where the Cowboys squandered the big lead to the Lions. What is the state of the Cowboys and the state of Romo?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill's spot on with that. I mean, it was 27-3, and they threw on first down. I could see throwing on third down to try and get a first down, but they came out, threw a horrible pass on first down, all of a sudden it's 27-10. Well, they get the ball back, and they do run it a couple of times and then try and throw another pass. And in defense of Romo on that play, the receiver has to get across the face of the defensive back. So I put that one on the receiver, and then the third interception was definitely a horrible throw by Romo. So one is fault of the offensive staff and the head coach. One is the fault of the wide receiver, and one is the fault of Romo. So I think all this, you know, beating down on Romo is probably a bit much. He did get them to a 27-3 lead.
Pete, looking at the Minnesota Vikings, looking at Donovan McNabb, and it's not pretty there. In fact, it's quite ugly, the situation, and a lot of criticism coming from all corners about McNabb's play and the state of things. How does that get rectified, and what can be done to salvage where the Vikings are now at 0-4? Obviously, winning against the Cardinals Sunday would help that, but and they've had some close losses and tough losses as well, but the McNabb situation is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, and it should. I mean, he threw a pass to open that game last week where he against Kansas City, where it was as good a pass as you'll see, but then he kind of leveled off. And then at the end of the game, with a chance to go down and win the game, he threw four horrible passes. I'm a big believer in you play the kid. I think it's time they move forward like Christian Ponder. You drafted him in the first round for a reason. This team obviously is not a playoff team. The sooner you play the young kid, the sooner you get to when he's actually a guy who can take you to some high place. You know, and these guys, they can't learn standing on the sidelines. You have to get out on the field. So I'm a believer in you get Ponder in there sooner rather than later.
When you look at Philadelphia and you and hear the criticism that's mounting there, to say the least, and how tough it is on Andy Reid as a head coach, how tough it is on Michael Vick as a quarterback, just when you're not living up to the so-called dream team expectation that one of your players, and granted it was Vince Young saying it, but it's obviously the tag stuck and the activity of the offseason, Nnamdi Asamoah being picked up as a free agent, all the headline signings that they had, and you're not delivering at least through a quarter of the season, and now you have to go to Buffalo and try to beat a red-hot Buffalo team at 3-1. This situation in Philly looks very tenuous.
It really does, and the injuries are mounting, too. I mean, you're talking about Frank Cole missing a couple of weeks. You're talking about Jason Peters, the best offensive lineman on the line that hasn't played very well, missing a couple of weeks. So Antonio Dixon, their number one run stuffer, is out for a couple for the season, actually. And so the injuries are adding up, and they went out and spent money on guys like Asamoah, and they traded. They got Rogers Cromartie, and they had Jason Babbitt as leading the league in sacks. So those moves have paid off. I know there's been some criticism of Asamoah, but he's still a good football player. Their linebackers aren't very good, and that showed up. Their safeties aren't very good, and that's showing up. And then the offensive line has been a mess. So you add that all up, Michael Vick's taking a lot of shots, and they're getting hit down the field in some big passing games. And Alex Smith had one last week. So I look for a high-scoring game this week up in Buffalo, but they have to find a way to win that game. I think the Eagles will find a way to win it.
Pete Prisco of CBSSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Last week, you had a sideline confrontation. These are always good for columns and commentary with the Kansas City Chiefs. The quarterback, Matt Castle, and the head coach, Todd Haley, getting each other's faces. Haley is nothing new, sideline confrontations in his coaching career. There's probably a highlight reel of those. But does it mean something here? Because there's been a lot of reports of that friction between Castle and Haley.
Well, and friction between Pioli and Haley, too, from the front office. I think Todd Haley's on shaky ground. And you know, there's not exactly a warm, chummy relationship between Pioli and Haley. And when the general manager doesn't have your back, that's a problem. So you better win. And this type of thing can't help. Now, having said that, you know, Todd Haley's not the one who went out and traded to go get Matt Castle and then pay him a big contract. That was a move made by Pioli. It was a move made based on what he saw when he was in New England. To me, it was an aberration year. I never thought Matt Castle was the guy you want to build your football team around. I think that's played out. They went to the playoffs last year, and then they got to the playoffs, and he was horrible in the playoff game. I just don't think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, and the Chiefs are going to have to step back and realize that sooner rather than later, else he's going to drag them down.
Is there anything to make of the comments that Brett, because it seems like it's caused a little controversy, that Brett Favre made about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, sort of interpreted as what, a backhanded compliment or something to that effect, that just didn't seem to play very well among some Green Bay players? And Rodgers typically, you know, doesn't engage, and times I've been around him, you've been around him, you don't get him to go there. But obviously everyone is trying to jump on the fact that he said he wasn't surprised Rodgers won a Super Bowl, saying, though, quote, the biggest surprise to me would be that he didn't do it sooner, and that Rodgers, quote, just kind of fell into a good situation. I mean, those aren't, you know, those are the kind of words that could irritate some people.
Yeah, and I've been critical of Brett Favre in the past. I'm not going to defend him on anything. I always thought he was a selfish player. He had his own locker room. That's, all you need to know about him. This one I think has got a little blown out of proportion. I don't think he necessarily meant it as a shot. I mean, the only thing you could think of, what he would have had to win it a year sooner?
Or 2 years, yeah.
Come on. I mean, you know, I just don't think that that's the way he meant that. But he did what he was trying to say was that there was a talent base there for him to let it grow around them. And they were all young players at that time, and they kind of grew up around Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, I think this is an instance when the media has overreacted to something that a guy said.
Wouldn't be the first time that happened.
No, but it's good. It's good for radio and stuff, though. We like that kind of stuff.
Good for the stuff that we do, right? Hey, Pete, great stuff, and thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Vic, anytime.
All right. That is Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebates. That's zero for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance received the top honor for highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience among consumer shopping for auto insurance in J.D. Power & Associates 2011 Insurance Shopping Study. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit AmFam.com.
Find your magic at Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Take an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass from Macy's Star Rewards Card. Work your look with dresses and suits for her under $100. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance.
Buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. Plus, designer luggage closeouts now 65% off. Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
Late accidents, Route 8 southbound at East Portage Trail, Route 8 southbound at Front Street, backing you up. Overnight work on 40 westbound, the ramp to 77 southbound, running 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. Same for 77 southbound on the ramp to Rockside Road, and 77 southbound before Route 82, multiple lanes closed from 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Again, it's overnight work. And 40 eastbound at Warrensville Center, closed with construction from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. I'm Libby Rose. ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Back with you on this bye week Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We go back into the Ask Vic mailbox. How about that? It is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And a bunch of really good questions today on the Browns official Facebook page. That's where you post them. And that's where we get them, and we read them. Dave asks, what is the main issue the Browns need to fix in order to become a threat to Oakland? I would say, Dave, the main issue has to do with more explosive plays in the passing game. This is a little bit of a recurring theme. Covered it during this show with both Pat Shurmur and Gil Haskell. And I like Gil's points, too, about taking that extra time, the time that he has in his capacity where he's not involved in all of the same meetings that the rest of the coaching staff has, the offensive staff, that he can look at some things in that kind of quality control sense, more or less, and look at trends and look at ways that things can be enhanced and fixed, but enhancements. And he brings that information to a very welcoming coaching staff, especially with Pat Shurmur as the offensive coordinator, to see how they can do that. Because I said, it's a man coverage Raider team, so I think the opportunities for big plays are there. Ellis asks, what do you think is the vision of the Browns offense? Ellis, I think the vision's incomplete. I think it's evolving. I think this is a work in progress. As a new scheme with players being introduced to still some new things, new ideas that Pat Shurmur has brought in, those who were holdovers from last year, for the rookies, everything's new. And for the guys like Greg Little, they're taking it as it comes. But in terms of other players, the offensive line, the others, Colt McCoy to a great extent, it's evolving. And the identity isn't there yet. The identity of what they are and what they're all about. I can't tell you after four games that I know that. And I'm not even sure that anyone in the building, especially the coaching staff, could say with any true sense that they know what the identity of this offense is, or the team is. I was leaning in the direction of thinking this was more going to be more of a defensive-driven team because of the defense's stronger performance through three of the four games, and that it could lean on that, and that it was making the true difference in the two wins that they have. But I'm gonna allow for a little wiggle room in that, especially after the Tennessee game. I need to see another strong defensive effort, obviously, right out of the gate here when they come back and play in week six at Oakland. Sam asks, what do the wide receivers and tight ends need to do to get open for Colt McCoy? Sam, I'm not trying to be wise here, but it's get open. I mean, just get separation. Fight your way into the clear. That you could do some things with how you design routes and the various ways that you hear coaches talk about it. You heard the head coach address some of those aspects on this show, but it's not time for trickery. It's not time for gadgetry. I want to see less of that. You do that out of desperation. You don't do that with any sound principle in my mind. There's a time for it, but I don't think it's always necessary. Ed, do you think the coaches can turn this team into a winning machine? I like that. Over the next two seasons? Over the next two seasons, Ed, I like your big picture look. Yes, I believe in the program. I believe in what they're doing. I think they believe in what they're doing. And it will work. And you heard Gil Haskell talk about that. And I liked how he doesn't just say, trust us. He said, because there is something behind it. And something behind it is where it's worked previously. Green Bay, San Francisco with Mike Holmgren, and passing its way down to Pat Shurmur. Let's say thanks to Pat Shurmur and Gil Haskell and Pete Prisco and Kristen Ribelli, Jameer Howerton, Pat McKenna, and Dave DiNatale. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.